Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bruins get the regular season underway this evening, and I have a pair of tickets to give to you, and I will do that in about 15 minutes. I am going back and forth between a Bruins lead and a lead about groceries. So
such a toss-up.
It is. Stand by for that. But we have a lead left from, oh, and by the way, I mentioned it at the start of the show, but again, new weekly guest alert on this show every Wednesday, Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriots linebacker, friend of the show, in the studio with us at 8:45 this morning and every Wednesday.
Wiggy, looking forward to it.
Where's Curtis? Oh, there he is. Your lead this morning?
All right. So my lead is this. I know, unfortunately, Gibson is done for the year. Shime and I are happy in the sense that we now get to see, hopefully, because Ramondre dealing with his fumble issues, we get to see a healthy dose of Travion Henderson moving forward. Now, where he becomes your number one back is what I'm hoping for. And I would guess, because I know that they give Ramondre some carries to show him that, like, hey, we're not going to completely throw you in the doghouse. But I think the confidence in him has to be really, really low. But this is a good opportunity for Travion Henderson for us to see what this kid can really do.
What is your guess at why they were slow rolling him out at this point?
Maybe protection issues.
That was the argument. Although that was one of his strengths in college. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you drafted him.
Right, but college and the pros are two different things. You know what I mean? You might be good at it in college because you're blocking some guy from Miami of Ohio now versus you're blocking a guy from the Miami Dolphins.
So, yeah, but I remember that because there was McShay did this whole video about how the Patriots would love this guy because he was so phenomenal at blitz pickup.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the talent level's way different in the NFL. So, but I'm hoping that this will, because when you see him get the football and with the ball in his hands, he does show great explosiveness. He shows like, okay, man, you need to get him the ball more often. So, you know, unfortunately, Gibson's done for the year, but that obviously opens up the door for somebody else to step up. And I'm hoping that that somebody is Travion Henderson, and I'm hoping the coaches see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's 9 million reasons why Ramondre Stevenson is still hanging around, and there's hope that he can somehow get over the fumbles. So,
but can we go back to yesterday quickly?
Yeah. Like,
if he does have a big fumble that cost the Patriots a game, it's no longer his fault. Like, that falls squarely in the lap of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
So, I just knowing how just baseline intelligent Mike Vrabel is, I find it hard to believe that as you enter the stretch run of this season that he would trust him in one of those spots. Because you could, I mean, that would be the most easy way to blame a coach for the derailment of a season. It's not once he leads the NFL.
If he costs you a game, you can argue that he costs you the Steelers game.
Right.
You know, a game that you should have won.
Yeah.
And so if he costs you a game going forward, then that becomes an issue for Mike Vrabel, not for Ramondre Stevenson. That's a good point, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, bullpen by committee is fine in the regular season, but when you lose in the playoffs, it's all on the guy that thought of the idea in the first place.
And you're out there, and you're put in a position to potentially fumble the football because the coach chose to go with you and his poor decision of saying, all right, I'd rather go with this other guy. So it will all fall. I mean, Ramondre will get a big portion of it, but it will fall on Mike for people saying, well, shoot, you saw this coming. Why'd you keep putting him in the game?
Having seen a couple trades go down in the NFL yesterday and knowing you're now shorter on the running back position, do you think that there's a chance the Patriots trade for a guy? Not saying like a big name mm-hmm. guy, but trade for a guy in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I think they trade for a guy, maybe not the next 24 to 48 hours, but I think they ultimately trade for a guy by the trade deadline. If they, you know, they'll look at it, they'll see what Travion looks like and say, can we go with these two? But I ultimately see, I think the Pats will bring somebody in at the running back position or do something there.
Speaking of trades, Shedeur Sanders moving up the depth chart. He's now the number five quarterback on that team, Sean.
So. Impressive.
He'll be playing before the year's out. I can guarantee that. He will be playing.
I don't know. Dylan Gabriel didn't look horrendous against Minnesota
on
Sunday.
He looked okay.
He looked all right.
But what's going to happen is you're going to get a few games because he's a rookie where maybe he doesn't play well. And maybe, you know, who the hell knows? He's a small guy. Maybe he gets dinged a little bit. And then your opportunity presents itself.
Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
So, Curtis, you weren't here. I said lead subject choice, Bruins or groceries?
Groceries.
Groceries?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I was going to ask how a Bruins team that is telling you that they were unable to find any offense is going to be a playoff team, but we can save that. We can actually get to that during they said it. So this was intriguing to me. Yesterday, the city council here in Boston began a debate on government-owned grocery stores in our city. There are two city councilors, Ruth Z. Lugien and Liz Breeden, who are calling for the government, the city of Boston, to own grocery stores so as to be able to offer food at a lower price for those who would need it.
What?
And so... do you believe that the mm-hmm. government ought to be in the business of running grocery stores?
And now with food stamps on?
Because we're not North Korea.
What does the government run efficiently at a low cost in any capacity?
I would say the Registry of Motor Vehicles, they do a great job.
That is true. Talk about seamless.
The most miserable people in the world are at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. Right. I also don't, like, how do you check? You're checking everybody that walks through the door of these grocery stores?
No, but isn't that what EBT and food stamps
are
already?
That's not enough, Wiggy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that is.
You need...
So the grocery stores, like Courtney says, are you going to need an EBT card to use in order to buy food from there? Or is it going to be for people who can just go in there and spend money?
Yeah, I literally, there is nothing. The post office loses billions of dollars every year. There is nothing that's efficient. Our Social Security will be insolvent. We're currently $37 trillion in debt and nobody's going to work.
Here is some audio from a shopper who was out yesterday and was asked about this by WBZ-TV, and her name is June Jagodnik.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I come from India, and in India, you had the government owns everything, and so you had to have ration cards.
Oh.
And I believe it's still going on in India, and I'm here now for 50 years in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, is she saying that was a good thing?
No, she's saying it was a bad thing. That's why she got the hell out of
there.
Ration cards. Right. That's where we would be at some point.
I mean, we are in Boston. We are voting for it. I mean, we had an opportunity to get someone that isn't, you know, a radical and we elected, we decided not. We said, we want Wu.
And you know what? In the world that we live in, if this ever went through in a year, we'd find out that it was like a front for something else. They'd all be making money under the table from it.
Now, I'm assuming they would have to create a brand. So if the government is owning a bunch of grocery stores in Boston, and I could suggest like Stop and Take, you know, Stop and Shop is already spoken for.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Below market basket?
Hey, Winky!
Winky!
A plus.
Below market basket. I like that.
Courtney's not going there right now.
I'm not. But I'll never go back.
They get good prices over there,
though. Or nothing.
They get good prices out there.
I don't care anymore.
Does anybody ask these people like a couple questions about, could you give me an example, one, where this works?
There's no it's never been done before. Like, the government is not and should not be in the business of running grocery stores. That's not what they're good at. Curtis asked it. We can ask again, what are they good at? But
taking money from you. They're excellent at that. They don't spend it efficiently. I mean, these people, what was it, Karen Spilka we talked about every day?
Yeah.
She had $75,000 for her Q5 allowance, which she's telling everybody else the world's ending because of global warming and we all have to take public transportation.
Wow, she had $75,000 for a car allowance?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's important. She's the Senate president. I mean,
not bad right there.
You can't get from Ashland to Boston in a Kia.
That is really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. I mean, but you can get a car for like $30,000.
Right.
Why would you, though, if the people are paying it for you?
Yeah, that is true. Not bad.
I don't see it working.
No,
but,
It won't.
Yeah. That is what they are debating. So.
Well, if they do, I'm going to go there and get some cheaper
groceries. You'll be. That's my question. How do you find out if you're eligible?
I don't think you're eligible, Coach. I'm sorry.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins season starts tonight. They're in D.C. to take on the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7:30, and it's the first preseason game for the Celtics. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Tip is set for 8. The Yankees survive after being down 6-3 at the end of the third. The Yankees kept the Blue Jays scoreless for the rest of the game, while New York scored 6 more runs, final 9-6 with game 4 tonight. First pitch at 7:08, and Cam Schlittler getting the start. Over to the NFL, where the Browns are trading quarterback Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-rounder. And that's what's trending. And it was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Get up to $20 off groceries with every flu vaccination at Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy. Stay protected and save because your health matters to us. Stop by Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy to get your free flu shot today, and complete terms and conditions apply.
Coming up next, I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away on opening day for the Boston Bruins. And we will get to They Said It. And we will talk about what Matt Damon said about his beloved 3-2 New England Patriots next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.